To address this and maybe look a little bit deeper into this issue, we're going to bring in a former colleague of mine. We love having him on. He's a fantastic state representative, Steve Harding. I think he's got a little piece of Norway, Danbury.
Yes, I do. Hey, Gary,
hey,
how are you?
Great, Stephen. How are you, bud?
Good, thank you. Yeah, so I have, my district is all of Brookfield, about a third of Bethel, and a little sliver of Danbury, the northern portion of Danbury.
Gotcha. So, I remember Danbury being a part of
your
district.
Yeah, it's the biggest city in my district, so everyone seems to remember Danbury.
Hey, so I know you're the ranking member of the Environment Committee. So, listen, I don't know if I really have a problem with this, only because I don't think I see styrofoam anymore.
Well, you made a good point, and you were just talking about earlier about the ban or the move from private industry, particularly Dunkin' Donuts, moving away from styrofoam cups. So there's a lot of businesses, particularly in the restaurant industry, that are moving away from styrofoam already. I remember this was proposed actually last year. And there was a representative from Dunkin' Donuts, and they were explaining that they're already phasing this out to begin with. You're right around I forget when they said they were going to phase it out, but it was done obviously fairly recently. And you did say, you made a good point as well. You know, I remember when I was in school and you were in school, we had the styrofoam trays for lunch. However,
they're not around anymore.
My understanding is that almost all schools have phased that out. I guess I've heard from some folks there's still some schools that use that, but they're relatively limited.
I remember when I was a kid in the 70s, I said this already to our listeners, but I don't think you were on hold yet. They used to have these white styrofoam coolers. They were disposable. They were like 99 cents. You know, you could buy a bag of ice, put some beverages in there, and you head down to the beach. Maybe it would last you two or three times, and then, you know, you had to get rid of it. And I think this is before the 80s when those red and white Coleman coolers came out and everything. So, I mean, they were really, but those have gone on the wayside. I'm trying to think, styrofoam trays have gone on the wayside. I remember McDonald's used to use styrofoam for their big Big Macs, but they got rid of those probably 20 years ago and they went to paper. It was really Dunkin' Donuts. They acquiesced. They got rid of it. Where is this styrofoam that the Environment Committee is so concerned about making it a priority this session to get rid of?
Yeah, well, and I think you hit on a good point. You know, sometimes in Hartford, and I'm sure you know this from your time up there that you can remember, that sometimes we're in search of a problem.
Yeah, right. That's very true.
And we're in search of a problem when, you know, we have a lot of problems facing us fiscally, and you guys do a great job talking about that every day on the air.
Thank you.
But, you know, we're in search of a problem that we probably don't necessarily have. I think it's still in use in some respects. I think there is evidence to point to that, but there is some aspect of being in search of a problem that we may not have. With that said, you know, we did get some testimony. We did have a public hearing on this a couple days ago, last Friday, and we did get some testimony that there are some producers in Connecticut that manufacture products which become styrofoam, who testified their reservations of the bill because they work a lot with the regional market. So it is produced still.
But what do they do with it? When they produce it, what do they do with it, these producers?
My understanding and the science behind it, there's a reason I got a C in science in high school, but the science behind it is they produce a certain aspect of what eventually becomes styrofoam. So they don't produce the end product of the cup or the tray or the cooler that we're talking about, but whatever they produce, and I'm missing the whatever this is, and I apologize. It goes to the styrofoam manufacturers who then provide the styrofoam products to whatever, you know, restaurants or wherever it may go. And so there is some population out there. However, it's shrinking, as it should be. And, you know, just generally on this topic, and you hit on it and you're spot on. If something's bad for the environment, we should be working to phase it out. However, there is a happy medium to everything. We have to also be cognizant of the fact of being realistic about the approach to phasing this out as well, and what this would do to industries and restaurants in the state. You know, as you guys know, small businesses in this state are being crushed. A lot of these small businesses are restaurants. And a few restaurants that might use this product, the alternative might be quite expensive. So that we got to consider that as well when we start deciding to ban.
And Stephen, I completely understand it, especially that point that you just made. And boy, you spoke, no truer words have been spoken really when you start talking about how the small businesses are rarely even considered. It's all big right. business. Nobody even looks at small businesses, really the backbone of our economy, if you ask me. But that said, I'm just trying to think, and I'm looking at this objectively. What businesses? I mean, okay, so there's some producers. Where's the end result going? Who is using Styrofoam? I want to be fair about this, because right now I got to say, you know what? Listen, before there was the big environmentalist move, you know, over the last, 20 years or so, we've known Styrofoam to be bad for the environment, even going back 30, 40 years ago. And it was still being mass produced and used. I don't know. I pick my battles. I sit there and go, I don't care. Get rid of it then. If it's bad, we've known it's bad. We've probably known Styrofoam is terrible the longest, you know. Dump it.
You're right. No, and I agree with you. I think that, you know, I don't see necessarily the harm. There may only be a benefit in banning it because, you know, and I plan probably to support that. However, your question still remains, and I think it's spot on, of what industry is still using this product. And I can't think of anything off the top of my head. We have received some testimony that it is still in use in limited areas. But, you know, I can't cite for you a specific location that is using this product currently. You're exactly right.
You know, maybe supermarkets in their meat department. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, one of the things that, you're right, the meat trays.
Yeah.
The meat trays. And so, you know, if that's the case, if we're going to ban it, and as you said, it is bad for the environment. So I'm certainly up for having that conversation. We also have to be cognizant of what that might do to supermarkets and the price that might entail for them and how to make this work where it's friendly for the environment, which is a good thing, obviously. And at the same time, doesn't bring upon cost to some of your smaller supermarkets, which just simply can't take on an increase in expenses, you know, far beyond whatever they.
Why is it? Is Styrofoam that much cheaper than what the alternative would be?
It's interesting, you know, because I have in my time in the environment, we're always talking about banning things, and in some respects, I support that effort. In some respects, it may frustrate me, but you'd be surprised, and I'm always surprised to find out, you know. There's a reason why companies use these products. And it has been surprising to me to find out what the cost alternatives are to some of the other products that are currently in use. You know, plastic straws as opposed to these paper or wooden straws that we've, you know, some companies have moved to. We had that, Styrofoam, containers. I was having a conversation with Dave Ritigliano, who you served with.
Oh, of course.
A restaurant.
Yeah, great guy, yes.
And I believe Dave was telling me that in regards to Styrofoam, that he has moved not using Styrofoam on takeout. However, what he was showing me was the cost difference between what Styrofoam cost, you know, per container or whatever, and what the alternative, the environmentally friendly alternative cost. Yeah. So, and it was quite astonishing. It actually blew the plastic straws as compared to other straws kind of out of the water when I saw the cost difference.
I always get a chuckle when I hear about the plastic straws. I mean, was it Panera? I know it wasn't Panera. So, no, strike Panera right out of this. It was some place where I went and I asked where the plastic straws were. Oh, no, we switched over to plastic, to paper straws. They said, yeah, but your cup is still plastic. And she just looked at me dumbfoundedly, like I got her on that one, you know. And I'm like, oh, no! I mean, if you're going to be all environmentalist, then be it. Don't pretend to be it, and you know, hop on the latest bandwagon on the plastic straws. If you are truly want to be, you know, environmental, then take it to the hill.
they move to an environmentally friendly alternative for everything, then not just one thing.
Right. Exactly, yeah. Steve. Exactly. All right. So we got to let you go. But listen, I'm not going to ask you how you're going to vote. I know you have to weigh in a lot. And that's how in fact, I served on the Environment Committee with you. You were my ranking member, my second term.
Enjoyed having you there.
Oh, I miss you guys. That's a great committee, by the way. I mean, I remember talking about the redemption centers and the return. They're talking about increasing their fee for returnable bottles and cans and the plastic bag. That's been an issue for a long time. You really do your homework there, don't you?
The issues are fairly complex.
They are
far more complex than I thought they would be when I first got on the committee, and I'm sure the same with you too. But you know, there's some stuff that we may disagree with some individuals in the committee. However, it's bipartisan in a strong fashion in regards to a lot of the stuff we support.
Yeah.
The committee does some good work, and I certainly enjoy being on it.
You know who I miss? And I'm my own worst enemy here because I do have got like 40 seconds. You know who I really miss? Remember, Senator Ted Kennedy, Ted Kennedy Jr.
Oh,
he was a hoot to serve with
committee. He was a lot of fun to be around.
He still sends me Christmas cards, by the way.
Yeah, same with me, and he was. You know what? He was very reasonable.
Yeah, he really was.
He was a very reasonable guy. He understood what was a little too much and what was spot on, and that was one of the best things I liked about that. And I'm sure you liked that too.
I did.
He's a very reasonable guy.
He did things where it was almost unheard of. He'd come over and go, "All right, well, what are you guys thinking? All right, well, maybe I could work with that." Anyhow, I got to let you go. Great to hear your voice. You're welcome
always
back anytime.
A pleasure.
Oh, it's always ours.
Gary.